Everybody likes Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits. Everybody likes Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits.
Community Quick Hits, brought to you by
Texas Land and Cattle and Bud Light.
Hello. A lot of sponsors for such a crappy segment.
Oh.
Once again, here's Cobra.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's start off with a tale that emits just outside of Fort Worth. Now, I can't say that I'm really familiar with this area. Let me see if I can pinpoint it exactly. Pelican Bay, 20 miles northwest of Fort Worth.
Yes.
Man, I have never heard of that before, living out there all those years, too.
Hmm.
You ever heard of Pelican Bay?
No.
You have, Danny?
Yeah.
Have you driven through it or something?
I think so.
I don't think I have.
It's on Eagle Mountain Lake.
Oh, okay.
It's right out there. Yeah. Okay. I mean, you drive by Pelican Bay all the time going out to Mama's because it's off of Jacksboro Highway.
Okay. All right.
Now, you know what we're talking about there, don't you?
Like, lake people.
When you cross the Lake Worth Bridge, it's like, I don't know, 4 or 5 miles up on your right.
That's meth.
Behind Luby's.
It's behind. It probably is.
Well, this involves the tale of one Neola Robinson.
Hat.
62 years old. I'm going to show you a photo, Mike, of Neola Robinson.
Okay.
You go ahead and tell me if you think that. Now, this is a woman that is a class of 68er, just like you, assuming, of course, she got out of high school.
Right.
Which, highly suspect. Was this woman ever attractive?
Maybe pre-meth.
I don't even know if meth is a player here. It's just...
No,
this
no.
is hard living, dude.
Hey, up there, in that part of the world, mm-hmm. it's always a player.
Well, in May of 2010, so 4 years ago,
mm-hmm.
her husband at the time, 57-year-old Irvin Robinson, was reported missing. Not by her, but by others in the family.
Right.
So they call Neola, you know, and they're like, yeah, we hadn't seen Irvin in quite some time. You know what's happened to him? No! Yeah, well,
y'all better call Neola.
Hurt.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're just trying
sure
to find
haven't
him.
Haven't seen Irvin in a long time. Some of y'all better call Neola.
Neola.
How do you spell that?
N-E-O-L-A.
Of course.
You spell it like it sound, Mike.
Right.
And Neola's, you know,
you spell it like it sound.
I don't know where he went.
Huh?
So the cops show up. yeah, Mrs. Robinson, we're looking for your husband, Irvin, and he's been reported missing. Why you didn't make the phone call, I'm not sure why, but any information would be great, you know, greatly appreciated. He left!
Oh. Yeah, right.
Okay, well, where did he go? I don't know, he ran off with another woman. Now get out of here!
I guarantee you that's exactly how it sounded.
Man, we're just trying to gather the... Get off my property! I'll shoot you! You're on my property. Get off it. He ran off with a woman. Now leave me alone. Her property is a double wide. And
with a chicken coop in the back.
I'm not sure if
chicken coop.
If the land surrounding it is her property. But
you ever seen a chicken coop?
Heck yeah, man.
Of course.
There's chicken
Look,
farms
man,
on Lower Greenville.
You have to remember, we all come from country upbringings. All three of us do. Very country.
Well, some a little more than others.
Some of us actually had permanent residences in the country. We didn't just visit.
Yeah, that's true, Mike. We did.
Not you.
Like I say, some a little more than others. Corby.
Some of us had a...
Some of us had canals.
Yeah, and country club memberships and Six Flags passes.
And some of us were playing golf by uh-huh. the time we were seven.
Others had a house that drove.
Dude, I will kick your ass in tent setup.
Yeah, but he's great at 10 setup now.
You are. You're the best 10 setter upper ever.
10 setta.
10 setta.
So the cops are like, okay, Irvin, or Neola, we'll continue our investigation. Well, they probably should have looked at the bare patch of grass out in the front yard, but they didn't pay it any mind, and the case went cold. And in steps, Mike, the Texas Rangers.
I love the Rangers.
Not those.
It'd be really funny, though, if...
Darren Oliver and Kenny Rogers.
Right.
Rusty Greer.
Tony Tellis, or whatever that guy's name is.
Tellis.
Tellis.
Yeah.
Thomas Tellis.
Show up at her front door. And... But anyway, they
Yeah, what if they assigned this to the rookies, and here comes Tellis and Jake...
Smolinski.
Smolinski and Ryan Rua and Rugnet and...
So, here come the Texas Rangers. They knock on our door again. Yeah, Mrs. Robinson, we've had this case handed over to us. There are too many relatives saying that maybe you had something to do with this, and we're fearful that, you know, this man, if he is in great danger now, that we need to find him immediately. Get off my property!
That's all you want to do. Your impression of Neola.
And the only reason we're doing this story.
They start truly. Snooping around. They send the dogs out there. Get that dog out of my yard! And that dog starts sniffing around at that one area.
Mm-hmm.
And they only had to dig like 2 feet to find a skeleton. And there he was, old Irvin Robinson, with his coveralls covering his bones.
Dang it.
Yep. And they found evidence of... strangulation. So that old broad strangled him, probably drunker than Cooter Brown.
We ever determined who Cooter Brown is?
No, and he couldn't fend her off.
I bet she was ramped up on meth.
Yes. Dude, if you're out in Pelican Bay, you eat meth sandwiches for lunch.
He's right.
Can only imagine that existence that Neola Robinson had out there in that trailer home in Pelican Bay and what went on.
It's cheap rent!
God, and she's got a... I mean, she looks horrible, and she's got a big old neck tattoo. It's 62, man. Ma'am, can we see the side of your neck? No, you may not!
She's like the female George Jones.
Right. Well, stay hard, Neola. Stay hard.
I don't think that's a class of 68er.
Maybe 69er?
Maybe. Or 70.
Yeah.
Not far, though.
No.
That's the way it goes up there in Blue Mound and...
You know what, though,
all
Mike?
That, all those places.
Since she is
Azel.
So...
Azel.
Since Shint...
You're doing great.
Since she is so close to your age, maybe a pen pal relationship.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Come on, Mike.
Maybe she's on Tinder.
Take one from the team.
prison Tinder. Pre-Tinder.
Where's she at? What jail? I'll write her.
I don't know, man.
Hey, if I wrote John Hinckley, I'll write anybody.
You should write Neola Robinson.
All right. Find what jail she's in, and I'll write her.
She's on farmersonly.com.
There's no doubt.
Because you don't have to be lonely.
No. All right, let's do the story of pizza and sex.
Had many stories about those things.
This happened down in Georgetown.
That can happen if you're delivering them.
I'm going to consider that the local community.
But that never happened, or it can?
It can. I've heard of it happening. It never worked out for me.
An 18-year-old pizza store employee in Georgetown has been charged with a felony after police say he rubbed his genitals on food he was preparing for a customer. Oh, listen, who's laughing back there?
Balls!
Let me tell you why he's laughing.
Balls!
Because something like this happened at your store, too, I guarantee you.
Nuh-uh.
Okay.
That would burn.
What store were you at? Soriano's or something like that?
Soriano's. There were many different ones, Mike. But I never teabagged my junk into the middle of a ham and pepperoni.
This was
you
at a
don't do that.
This was at a place called Papa Murphy's.
Papa Murphy's is like a take home and bake it yourself.
Now we're getting the knowing nod from people out
here. Yeah, it is. You do. You take it home and you bake it, right?
Yeah.
Well, so you order it, though, and I guess they make it fresh in front of you.
Yeah.
And they caught the guy dipping his wang in the sauce and then like trying to spell his name or something.
Just a tip.
What does this have to do with sex?
Well, genitals, not so much
okay.
The act of sex.
You've gotten increasingly fond of that awfully uncomfortable word here recently.
What?
Jonathan.
Genitals?
Yeah.
Well, what am I supposed to call him?
I don't know,
just
something other than that.
Junk, peen, crank, stuff.
All right, well, here's from the Austin
follow
American...
Buzz's lead.
Here's
yeah,
from the
peanuts.
Austin American Statesman. So the customer said he told police that he walked into the Papa Murphy's Pizza in Georgetown and saw the employee, Austin Michael Simons, quote, rubbing his testicles on the pizza he had ordered. Simons admitted to it and then apologized to the customer saying,
sorry, bro.
He goes, quote, man, I'm sorry. That was pretty stupid, wasn't it? The customer then said, so you're old enough to know better. Yes, said Simons. During a recorded phone call between Simons and the store manager, Simons said he was sorry for what he had done and, quote, that he did it, what he did, because the customer had called in the order right before closing time. He would have given the pizza to the customer had he not been caught.
Oof.
The pizza was a family-sized stuffed pizza with Canadian bacon, pineapple, and extra cheese, according to the warrant.
Ugh.
Did he order Famunda?
Really? Didn't you just turn 45?
Yep.
You're halfway to 90, and you just made a Famunda cheese joke.
And you talk about me.
Yeah, Danny. You talk about him.
Famunda.
Famunda.
You ever had Famunda cheese?
Man, that was fun. That was a lot. You know what? If you order Canadian bacon and pineapple on your pizza, you deserve to have your nuts soaked on it. That's disgusting.
It's actually pretty good.
Pineapple does not belong on a pizza.
No,
and you know what?
It's not. It's pretty good.
All you Canadian bacon people, that's wrong. That's not supposed to be on pizza either.
I'm just saying. Hot sports opinion. It's not my go-to, but it's not bad.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Canadian bacon, pineapple, and jalapeno. Try that.
Pineapple.
Yeah.
Pineapple.
No, doesn't belong. All right, we got to go.
All right, that does it for Community Quick Hits. It's 6:33 here on the ticket.
You don't have to be lonely at FarmersOnly.com.
Tomorrow on the Morning Musers, he's a former...